It sounds like clouds, and it's called Clouds by Florence Price. That was pianist Michael Clark taking us away to the stratosphere. William Grant Still's Song of a New Race coming up.
Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. And Friends of the Press, contributing to this program, helping to sustain University Press of Kansas Publishing, including books on history, law, politics, and regional studies. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu.
Here's a look at the KPR weather forecast. A flood watch has been issued for parts of our listening area. It's 59 and cloudy. Wind is from the north-northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, thunderstorms with a low in the mid-50s. Wind will be from the northeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Then tomorrow, clear with a high in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the low 50s. It's 59 and cloudy.
Stay tuned for more KPR weather. I'm Maria Lopez.
William Grant Still titled his second symphony Song of a New Race. He was referring to the different racial makeup of the African-American of his day. This was the mid-1930s. And how that was such a big contrast with the African-American racial makeup of the post-Civil War days, whom he wrote his first symphony about. Still wrote that the African-American of his day was, quote, in so many instances, a totally new individual produced through the fusion of white, Indian, and Negro bloods. And that fusion inspired the music you're about to hear. This is Symphony No. 2, Song of a New Race.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
on the album The Fantastic Jazz Harp of Dorothy Ashby. You'll find a track called Essence of Sapphire. You just heard composer Brandy Younger's salute to that track, performed by harpist Ashley Jackson. It's called The Essence of Ruby.
This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, where KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from Friends of the Press. Contributions to this program help sustain University Press of Kansas publishing, including books on history, law, politics, and regional studies. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu. And the Dole Institute of Politics. Former Kansas State Senator Jeff King and journalist Mark McCormick host A Republic, If You Can Keep It. April 8th at 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. This is KPR.
This is live special coverage.
United States of America, thank you very much and good night.
That's President Trump addressing the nation from the cross hall of the White House. You are listening to live special coverage from NPR News.
That concludes our broadcast of NPR's coverage of Donald Trump's speech to the nation and the world. We now rejoin our classical programming already in progress. Have a good evening.
That joy came a bit later, since the gift showed up the morning of the